Hello, happy Sunday of Thanksgiving week. I am coming to you after a workout. Lila's still sleeping. The dogs are sleeping. And, you know, I thought to myself, I have been through holiday seasons, post-separation, post-divorce, and I know how incredibly painful it can be. So I wanted to send a quick podcast today, just record this and send it out to my amazing community of women, because I know that some of you might be needing this right now. So I'm going to talk to you about some of the most important things you can reflect on this week during Thanksgiving and really this whole holiday season. So listen, I know that when you're separated, when you've discovered infidelity, and when you're going through divorce or one of those many things, we can have a lot of self-doubt. A lot of self-doubt. Divorce gives way to self-doubt in ways we couldn't imagine, in ways that we could have never predicted, and things we've never experienced before. We have fear. Fear of the future. Fear of the unknown. New schedules with a co-parent. How we're going to have enough money to get through the holidays. Not to mention all of our personal feelings about what might be happening with our spouse or soon-to-be ex-spouse. So here's what I want you to do today. I want you to carefully consider all of these things that might be coming to the top of your mind, right? Whether it's the self-doubt, whether it's fear, whether it's just some negative emotions, anger, resentment, frustration, fear, like I said 10 times. I want you to write it down. I want you to journal, spend some time really getting your feelings out. It doesn't have to be coherent or make sense. But after you've written it down, I want you to think to yourself, is any of it ultimately true? Is anything bad actually going to happen to you during this holiday season? If you have a new co-parenting schedule around the holidays, if you have to choose to spend money differently, if you have some things that come up that you couldn't have predicted, is that ultimately going to change the outcome for you on the other side of your divorce? Because only you get to decide what's true for you. I can tell you all day long as I try to that, you know, you are going to be okay, that you can heal through this, that you can have joy at the holidays. But I will tell you that something that was so pivotal for me was deciding what was true for me. Lots of people could tell me, Lynn, you're going to be okay. You think you're not going to get through this, but you will. Until I chose to believe what was true for me and decide my ultimate truth, I couldn't really navigate it, right? I had a lot of things that were coming up that were just so hard for me to even wrap my mind around. And so, you know, if you're in the Better Ever After Academy, or if you've done any work with me, you know, I talk about the emotional guidance scale. And when we get so caught up with all of the negative and we're trying to unravel it in our mind, we actually can't, because our brain is trying to protect us from the fear of the unknown. It's trying to protect us from a circumstance that might have hurt us in the past. So we can't actually unravel it. So it's important to get all of these fears, all of these worries, all of these concerns onto paper, and then really just have a frank conversation with yourself. Is any of it ultimately true? Is any of it ultimately true? And what you're going to find out is that it's not, because you get to decide what's true for you. So once you've done all that, I want you to think about, what is your new story going to be for this holiday season? Are you going to just trudge through it and be steeped in pain and feel like waves are crashing over you? Or are you going to take back your power and say, you know what? Things are a little different this year and it does hurt, but I have everything within me to overcome this circumstance. I can create a new story around the holidays that includes joy. I can embrace a new tradition in a new way and be willing to look at things differently. Because my friend, a willingness to look at things differently is often the only thing we need to accelerate our healing in a new direction. So once you've written down all the things you're nervous about, I want you to write down your vision of holiday 2023, divorcing you, other side you. Okay. You're going to write that at the top of your page, holiday 2023, me. Okay. And you're going to write down a vision of what it's going to be like. Let it include the schedule you've created with your ex-husband for time with your kids, okay? Whether it's Christmas Eve you're going to see them, or Christmas Day, or a time before or after the holidays, no matter what it is, I want you to envision those days as beautiful, as full of joy, with the smells and the sounds of the things that bring you the most joy, peace, and love. Okay, I want you to really envision it. Are you having cinnamon rolls for breakfast? Are you gathering around the tree singing Christmas carols? Are you just hanging out in your jammies with cocoa watching a movie? Are you getting together with extended family? No matter what it is, I want you to write this vision, because honestly, if you are just envisioning the pain and holding on to the things that you're upset about this holiday season, and I'm not invalidating it, those things that you're upset about are real, but if that's all you're holding on to right now, then you're not creating space for that beautiful vision that I know you can have, because you deserve so much. Okay, the next thing you're going to do, and I want you to do, is I want you to be intentional about moving stuck energy. When we are in pain, when we are experiencing relationship trauma, when that is compounded by family time events and things at the holidays, we get stuck energy. It's true, and it's a real thing. That stuck energy could be from frustration or anger, resentment or sadness, despair, all of the things. It's inside of you. So in order to move stuck energy, you can do a few things. Number one, you can move your body. It's really important to do that. Whether it's formal exercise or walking with your kids and a dog or just dancing in your kitchen with your pajamas on, it doesn't matter. That's one way to move stuck energy. The other important thing you can do to move stuck energy is you can box up some memories that might still be in your home, or move some furniture. This is really cool to do at the holidays because, like, I don't know if you're like me, but I have to move a sofa in order to put a Christmas tree up. And so all of that is moving stuck energy and bringing fresh energy into your home. So even if you are not in the place that you feel like it, I want you to just give it a try. And then the third and most important thing that I really want you to think about and reflect on this week and during this holiday season is, ready for it? Do you want to be right, or do you want to be happy? Because oftentimes we can't have both. I'm going to say it again. Do you want to be right, or do you want to be happy? Because oftentimes we cannot have both. This is great advice for whether you're still married. I wish that I knew this in my younger married days. Not that it would have fixed or solved everything, but it's something that I've learned post-divorce, and maybe because I'm 45 years old, but I tell my kids this all the time. Do you want to be right, or do you want to be happy? Okay. Because oftentimes when we're holding true and fast to my way or the highway, to it has to be this way, to I see no other way around it, we end up pretty PO'd, to be honest with you. We can end up pretty mad because we want other people to recognize that our way is the best way, that our way is correct, that our way should be the one way to do it. Whether it's a schedule with your ex-husband, whether it's what your kids want to do on the holiday, for events or for gifts or for food, what they want to wear, what your extended family is doing, maybe what your girlfriends are doing, no matter what, I want you to think, do you want to be right, or do you want to be happy? Because oftentimes at the holidays, there is so much compromise required, especially during separation and divorce. And the more you compromise, the less pain you will feel. Okay. And I'm going to say that again too. The more you will compromise, the less pain you will feel. Does this mean that your ex-husband should, quote unquote, have his way about everything? No, that's not what I'm saying at all. But I'm saying that you both are experiencing pain. You both are experiencing wanting to do things with your kids at the holidays. You both, you know, have your own vision of how you want things to be. And you will be less unhappy if you stop resisting whatever is happening right now. And I'm not just talking about schedule. I'm talking about anything that you might be resisting, whether it's finances or something at work. You know, just lean in a little bit. Think, where can you lean into discomfort, decide what is ultimately true for you and how much joy you want to have at the holiday season? And I truly believe that you will be able to navigate things with less pain, with more joy, and you know what, guys, more clarity and peace as well. So These are all sorts of things that I go over in more depth over the course of 6 modules through my Better Ever After Academy, and I would love for you to be a part of it. So this week, I do have a promo code. If you put in BF197 at checkout, you are going to get $300 off of my Better Ever After Academy. That means instead of the regular price of $497, it's only $197 for Black Friday week only. So if you have any questions, please let me know. Please continue to be checked in with me. And again, if you want to use that code BF197 at checkout, you're going to get a huge discount and become a part of this Better Ever After healing community. All my love, all my belief. Remember, you decide what's true for you. You do. You have already survived 100% of your worst days. I love you so much. Have a good week.